Hi friends, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful weekend.
And I'm Pauline. Yes, we are so glad you are here with us. Aren't we, Peter?
Yes, we are. Today is Saturday, so that means we get to review all the great lessons we had this week.
This week, we had our language article. We learned how to turn statements into questions.
Yes, we did. Didn't we? Well, anyway, we also had some very interesting articles like our Talk About It article. Friends, do you think we should give money to beggars?
Ooh, that's a hard question, but a good one to talk about.
And this Thursday was Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday. So, of course, we had a holiday article this week. We learned about how to set a table and those manners are also important.
That's right. We learned how to be polite at the table with Marla manners.
Yes, and those are called table manners. So, wow, we really did learn a lot this week. I'm glad that we have a show like this on Saturdays so that we can review together. So, what should we review first, Pauline?
Well, before we watch the lessons again, let's review some of the key words we learned. I will act out a keyword and you guess it, okay?
All right, I'm ready. Angry, mad, hungry. Oh, upset.
Yes, good job. Upset means very sad, angry, or unhappy. Okay, you pick one, Peter.
Okay.
Oh, that one's easy. Pray. Here's another.
Paper? No, what you're doing, you're folding the paper. Fold.
Yes, very good. Hey, that was fun. But now let's go ahead and watch all of those fun lessons from our week. Then we can ask and answer some questions about the lesson together. Hi, Alan. How are you?
Hi, Taylor. I'm a little upset.
Oh, no. Why?
The customer shouted at me.
What happened?
I said, "You want ketchup?" Then she shouted, "No, if I want something, I'll ask."
I see. The customer didn't understand you.
Oh, what should I say next time?
Okay, James, I'm leaving now. See you tomorrow.
It's only 3 o'clock. Why are you going so early?
I have an appointment with my hairdresser.
You're leaving work for a haircut. Why don't you go after work or on the weekend?
I can't get an appointment then. Don't worry, I'll work extra hours tomorrow.
Okay, that's good.
Your question wasn't clear, Alan. Maybe use a tag question next time.
What's a tag question?
It's a statement that we change into a question.
How do I do that?
Say, "You want ketchup, don't you?"
Oh, the last two words make the sentence a question.
Yes. Then people won't shout at you.
Thanks, Taylor.
James, where is Tina?
She's left already.
Oh, no. I have a question for her. It's rude to leave without telling someone.
No, it was fine. I saw her leave. She has a hair appointment.
Oh, okay. I'll ask her my question tomorrow.
She'll be here all day tomorrow. And she'll work some overtime, too.
All right. I'll see you later.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about manners. Please help me welcome my guest, Marla Manners. Welcome, Marla Manners.
Thank you, Rob.
Many of us eat a nice meal on Thanksgiving. Who do you eat with?
I eat with my family and friends.
You know a lot about table manners. Can you share some tips with us?
Sure. First, always be polite.
Say please and thank you?
That's right.
How else can we be polite at the dinner table?
People often pray before the Thanksgiving meal, so wait before you eat.
That's good advice. My mom also has good advice. Don't talk with food in your mouth.
Your mom is right.
She's always right.
Most mothers are. Listen to your mother.
Hi, Susie. What are you doing?
Hi. I'm arranging the office's Thanksgiving dinner. It's tonight.
Do you need help?
Can you help me set the table?
Of course. Where are the plates?
They are right here.
Okay. Does each plate need a bowl?
Yes, please. Everyone should have a bowl.
Should I put the silverware by the plates?
Yes, each plate needs a knife, a fork, and a spoon.
Where do the forks go?
They go to the left of the plate.
What about the napkins?
Fold them, then put them next to the forks.
And the glasses?
Put one above each knife.
Susan and Jill often walked together for exercise. When they walked, they talked about different things. One day, they were walking in a park. They saw a man. He was sitting with a cup in front of him. He had a sign, too. It said he needed money. They walked past him. But then Susan stopped. She said,
Wait a second, Jill. Let's give him some money.
Susan, I know you want to help,
Jill said.
But I don't think giving him money is such a good idea.
Why not, Jill? Don't be stingy,
said Susan.
We can give him some spare change. How can that hurt?
He's a beggar, but you don't know why,
answered Jill.
Maybe he drinks or uses drugs. He may buy some with the money.
Susan thought Jill had a good point. But helping people is important. Susan still wanted to help.
How do you think I should help him?
She asked Jill.
Let's get him a gift,
said Jill.
Do you see that fruit stand over there? We can buy him some fruit to eat.
That is a great idea. Then he won't be hungry,
said Susan. Would you help the man? How?
Okay, everyone, now it's time for some questions. You can answer them at home. Peter and I will answer them together here.
That's right. But make sure to be practicing your English at home, if you can.
On this show, we hope that you can challenge yourself. Try to say more than a one-word answer. Try saying a whole sentence.
That's a very good point, Pauline. Okay, so yesterday we had our Talk About It article. Two friends, Susan and Jill, saw a beggar in the park. Who wanted to give them money, and what was their reason why?
Oh, that was Susan. Susan wanted to help the beggar by giving him money, but Jill thought it was a bad idea.
Okay, so in the end, did Susan give him money?
No. Jill and Susan decided to buy the beggar fruit.
That's right. Hey, good. You were paying attention. Okay, Pauline, it's time for you to ask me a question.
Okay. This week we learned about table manners. What's one way to be polite at dinner?
Oh, I know this one. I had to learn it very young. Always say please and thank you.
Great. What's something you should not do?
Oh, I know. Don't talk with food in your mouth.
Good advice. In another lesson this week, a customer yelled at Alan. Why?
Oh, yeah, poor Alan. He said, "You want ketchup?" But this sounded like a statement to a customer. The customer did not understand him, unfortunately. So he thought he was being rude. But Alan was just trying to ask a question.
Hey, I have an idea. Let's practice turning statements into questions. You say a statement, and I'll make it a question, okay?
Okay, well, that sounds good. Let me think. Oh, you love playing games.
Oh, that's right. So, let's start. You say a statement.
Oh, I did. You love playing games, Pauline.
Oh, right. That is a statement. Okay, so the question could be, you love playing games, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do, right?
Hey, wow, you are really good at this.
You are really good at this, aren't you?
Okay, Pauline, you can stop. You win the game.
Yes, I win, right? I'm a little competitive, aren't I?
Okay, yes, you are. Friends, what was your favorite lesson this week, and why was it your favorite?
Talk about that with a friend or family member during the break. Then we'll be right back to review and practice some more. We had some great features this week. I am looking forward to seeing those.
And maybe try a tag question or few. That's a really easy way to practice your English. Okay, let's take a short break and we'll see you right after this. Welcome back, friends. Okay, Pauline, can you pick a lesson from this week and tell us what you enjoyed about it?
Sure. I liked talking about setting the table for a big special meal. My mom always did that for holidays and birthdays. She put out very nice dishes and pretty napkins. It made the meal feel extra special. I want to remember to do that more often.
Well, it's also great that we have some good features on this show, so I think that we should look at those too.
I think that's a great idea. Let's watch them together now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack. Today, I'm thinking about table manners. Western table manners can be confusing. Look at the different knives and forks. How do I know which to use? Well, don't be afraid. Western table manners are really not that hard. And it is important to learn them so you can be polite.
Knowing which knife, fork, and spoon to use is only part of good table manners. There is an easy way to remember which to use. Always use the knife, fork, or spoon that is farthest from the plate first. And remember to put your napkin on your lap before you start to eat. There are a few more important things to remember. When you go to a restaurant, wait for everyone's food to arrive before you begin to eat. Also, some people like to say a prayer before a meal. Wait for the host to tell you when to eat. And as you eat, chew with your mouth closed. And don't talk with food in your mouth. Finish it before you begin to speak. Making noise while eating is also not polite. If you need to burp, do it quietly. And don't make noise as you chew or put food into your mouth. It is also important to sit politely at the table. This means your hands are in your lap and your elbows are not on the table. You should not lean on your arm while you eat. When you need something that is far away from you, ask someone to pass it. do not reach for it. And of course, remember to say please and thank you.
Wow, that was a good dinner. I used the right knives and forks, and I was polite. Now I'm finished. I put my knife, fork, and spoon on my plate, and I put my napkin next to the plate. Then everyone knows I will not eat anymore. Be sure to practice good Western table manners. You never know when you'll need them. And that's all for today. Goodbye, and see you next time on Jack's File. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about Thanksgiving. And here to answer our question is Mr. Phil Grimm. Hello, Phil. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Phil, I have a question here from Wei Liang of Boston, Massachusetts. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Wei writes, I am studying abroad in the U.S. This year, I will celebrate my first Thanksgiving. Can you tell me about some interesting Thanksgiving Day traditions?
I love this question. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of the year.
Why do you love Thanksgiving so much?
I like Thanksgiving for many reasons. First, I love spending time with my family.
Oh, yes, me too. Thanksgiving time is a very busy travel time in the U.S. That's because many people travel to go home to their family and loved ones.
Yes, I also love Thanksgiving food. Turkey and stuffing are my favorites.
I love turkey too. Turkey is a very traditional Thanksgiving food.
Yes, that's why many people call Thanksgiving Turkey Day.
That's right.
One tradition my family has is every year we watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade on TV.
Oh yes, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City is very famous. There are performances, giant balloons, and thousands of people.
That's right. At the end of the parade, there is a special person, and they join the parade.
Oh, yes, yes! Santa Claus!
At the end of each Thanksgiving Day parade, Santa comes to officially start and welcome the holiday season.
Thanksgiving is the most wonderful time of the year. Well, Thanks for answering our question, Phil. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Okay, SSM. So let me get this right. The super sentence is, when they do something, they do something else.
Yes.
And you want us to use a super sentence to rap about different animals?
Exactly. You're both rappers? I think it'll be fun. Hmm.
So what kind of animals?
How about ducks?
Oh.
Or, and monkeys?
Ooh.
And,
owls.
Yes.
Or what about robots?
Well, robots aren't animals.
What?
But that'll be fun. Sure, let's try it.
Okay, I think we have an idea. So, when do we start?
Whenever the camera is rolling.
Oh, oh, okay.
Are we ready? Let me lay the beat.
Mm.
Wait. 1, 2, go!
Let me tell you about ducks.
Yo!
When they walk, they move their backs.
When they walk, they move their backs.
Whack, quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack.
Let me tell you about monkeys.
Yo!
When they run, they wave their arms.
When they run, they wave their arms.
Woo!
1, 2, go!
Let me tell you about owls.
Yo!
When they fly like this.
When they fly, they fly like this.
Woo!
Woo!
Ooh. Let me tell you about robots.
Yo!
When they dance like this.
When they dance like this.
Hey!
Beep, boop, beep,
beep, beep, beep. Let me tell you about sentences.
What?
Oh, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Yo!
Those features are great, aren't they? It is always a good idea to review the things we learn each week. And this is a fun way to do it, don't you think?
I think so. I always enjoy reviewing the lessons at the end of the week. It's kind of a fun way to relax on Saturdays. And of course, we can practice answering and asking those questions.
Yes, it's nice to see how much we learned. Friends, you really are learning a lot, and we are so proud of you. Keep up the good work. We want to encourage you.
Yes, we are always glad to come back on Saturdays to help you review with us.
Now go out and enjoy your Saturday. But don't forget to come back Monday for a whole new week of learning together. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.